616. Showers around now here and there. And then later on today, partly sunny and 72.
So, word on the street is we got this great white that's just kind of hanging out off the coast of the island.
Jack Russell swimming in the water.
No, Jack Russell's not in the band anymore.
All right, he's out.
He's got his own great white. This is funny, Brett. Good job. So we got this great white that's swimming between, basically between Moses. It's like doing laps between Moses and Jones Beach, right? They know that this fish.
Mary Lee.
Yeah, Mary Lee. Yeah. Right? That's what they named the
shark. Her Twitter is at Mary Lee. What's it called?
I forgot. The shark's got a Twitter.
At Mary Lee shark or something like that?
So they know it's off the coast of our beaches, right?
Right. She must be feeding, I guess.
So they have to know exactly where, somebody knows where this shark is at all times.
Right, she has a tracking device in her.
Right. So let's just say you go to the beach with your family, and they put it out there that it's, you know, here's what's going on, but the beaches are open. And much like that little kitten boy, your kid swims out there on a raft, and then something happens to, God forbid, obviously, something happens. Is the state responsible?
Wow, that's a tough one.
And I only bring this up because, like I think I told you last week, I just watched the Jaws marathon. And I just watched that little kitten boy spill out all over the dock.
I guess they could be responsible if they opened the beach with knowledge a shark was right there.
Somebody knows that that shark, somebody knows that that's exactly where that shark is at all times. But the beaches are open. And something happens.
Yeah.
Is the state responsible? Better yet, another one. As a parent.
Right.
I know that that thing is there. And I let my
That's my brain just wrestled
and
with
And I let my kids go in the water. Because, you know, it's we live on an island and that's part of
Oh, people won't take responsibility if something happens to their kid. Oh, I let my kid go in the water, but you guys opened the beach. I thought it was safe.
Well, that
Right.
Right.
I feel like it falls on the state. So does that mean if the shark just for a couple of months swims back and forth doing laps feeding, but we have to keep the beach closed?
Because let's say it's off for a mile. Sucks. Like let's just say they're monitoring somewhere they're monitoring the shark and it's off the coast. It's about a mile offshore.
Oh, a mile.
Right? Well. Oh, it's a mile offshore. Everybody's safe, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie, I'm going for lunch. I'll be back. We want anything from Wendy's?
Right.
And he comes back and the shark's about 80 feet off the wall. Oh, get everybody, you know? Right. But something happens.
Yeah, yeah. That's tough. You're right. Everybody has knowledge. They have a tracking device. There's video of them putting it on it. The shark is definitely trackable.
Right.
Whew. They can't do my... Should they just kill the shark?
You can't.
Not allowed.
Endangered.
Oh, right. That.
No, but you can get the people who had the boat the first time to get that thing on that boat and then do go, you know, wherever the hell it's got to go and then drop it back off again.
Right, right, right. 619. Hey, wherever there's money, someone's suing. That's, that really like that's what would happen. 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 622. Memorial Day weekend coming. We're talking about the great white swimming off Jones Beach. And who's going to sue?
Doing laps.
Well, between Jones and Robert Moses,
yeah,
right?
It's doing laps.
Is the state responsible if something happens? Or are we responsible? Because we all know the great whites out there.
Yeah, I've said
Mary Lee is swimming.
I've said it a million times. You go swimming in these waters where you can't see your feet. You're on your own, man.
Hey, good morning, BAB. What's going on?
Yeah, I just want to thank you guys for ruining my summer about the shark. JP just single-handedly, I don't know, just screwed everybody out of their summer. You know, and you got a big weekend coming up.
Yes.
Like, you know that.
That's my
point. Well, that's why the question came
up. That's my point. You remember in Jaws with the when after Kittner's mother buried him, and she goes to see Chief Brody and the mayor with the black veil on. She smacks Brody in the face, and meanwhile, the mayor is the one who wanted to keep the beaches open. It's Memorial Day weekend. I can see somebody saying, under no circumstances are we closing these beaches. I can see that scene absolutely happening for real.
But the thing is, we all know. We all know.
They don't want to lose their money. It's all about the money.
Thank you. And that's probably true. But they know that people could... I don't think they close the beaches, but I think they put up, like, the flags that tell you you're in water, you're on risk, we don't think it's safe.
I could see somebody like Richard Dreyfuss's guy be like, yo, this was no boating accident. We got to close the beaches. And Chip Gorman go, we're not closing nothing. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Are you crazy?
Are you nuts?
$10 a car load.
$1 million. $10.
102.3 WBAB. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 627, Mary Lee the Great White swimming off Long Island. The question is, who's responsible if somebody gets bit or eaten this summer when you go to the beach? Maybe this weekend, Memorial Day weekend.
It's not even...
Is it the state? They know she's out there.
Man.
Is it you? You know she's out there. Good morning, BAB. What's going on?
Good morning. It is your responsibility, not the state. If it's posted and you've got people on the line to say, listen, we got, you know, our friend the shark out there.
Right. Yep.
You're putting yourself at risk.
If right. it's posted.
Yes.
If it's not posted.
Oh, it's not posted. Then guess what? The state might have a big bill on their hands.
Right.
Because what I don't have is an app on my smartphone that tells me exactly where, what's the name, Chuck's name?
Mary Lee.
I don't know where Mary Lee is, but I guarantee you somebody in the state office knows somebody who's got the remote control for that little beacon on that shark's back.
The state's responsibility to post it, make sure there's the correct personnel there to make sure, because to protect life.
Right on. Thank you so much. See, Rod, you know what we're doing right now? We are doing public safety. Public service. This is why they pay us.
Thank God for you, JP and Roger.
I agree with you. Thank God for me. I loves me some me.
Apparently, because she said JP and Roger. And you took it as you. I don't understand that.
All right, well.
102.3 WBAV. Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 634. Later on today, partly sunny and 72.
Getting a lot of messages on Facebook that talking about the shark is ruining people's summer. Don't blame me. What do you want me to tell you?
Hey, she's out there. Mary Lee is swimming off our shores, and she has been for a little over a week now, and nobody knows when she's going to leave. So, I mean, it's a good discussion to have. People be aware that she's there. Good morning, BAB. What's going on?
Listen, here's my question. I understand the whole litigation thing, but who names a killer shark Mary Lee?
I don't know. That's bad.
It must be some scientists or something.
No.
If I named her years ago and they put the tracking thing
on
her.
Honestly, if I was a great white shark and you named me Mary Lee, I'd probably eat people on principle.
Yeah, it sounds like a baking product.
Right.
You want to name it like, go in history and find some sort of murderous female, and you want to name it something like that, like Xerxes or something.
Nobody eats kids like Mary Lee.
Oh, here comes Mary Lee to kill the shark.
She should have been like Big Bertha or something.
Right.
Mean Marge.
I don't think to name it.
What's the shark's name? Streamlined Death.
There we go.
That works.
Thanks, man.
That's what I think of killer shark. Wait a minute. Mary Lee.
That's right. Mary Lee is not really it.
Yeah. And I tell you, they'd be crazy not to have signs posted all over the place.
No, I agree. I think the state isn't dumb. They know that they've told everybody, and they know that they know where the shark is. So, yeah, I think they put up the big red letters, swim at your own risk.
And I'm sure somewhere right now there's an attorney for the state that's down here on the island that's preparing a cease and desist letter for us.
Oh, just can't talk about it anymore.
Yeah, don't talk. Don't you know, Roger, if you don't talk about things, the problems go away.
Right. It always works.
Right.
636. Thanks for your calls. Coming up 7:20 this morning, we got the dead guy in the envelope. But right now,
think we can get a free Empire pass? What do you think? No,
probably not. You're just dead with the roads. Dallas number one rock station, Roger and JP. 6:50. Partly sunny and 72 later on today. We've been talking about the Mary Lee Great White Sharks. Her name is Mary Lee, swimming around the island. We've learned that she got her name from the Jaws movie, from a Captain Quint poem.
Brett's having a good time going through the entire Great White catalog.
Very nice, Brett. Last couple comments, people with knowledge of the situation. Good morning, BAB. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Good morning.
What's up?
I don't want to add to your paranoia or anything, but I've been out many a times catching shark within distance of the beach. I mean, I could see it. They even had something in Newsday a few years ago where they showed a helicopter picture, and you sure be seeing sharks.
Right.
Like, not too far from the beach.
This one just happens to be a 16-foot great white.
Yeah, but how far off is he? And I'd like to know exactly where he is so I can go out and get him.
You can't touch the great whites, man.
Well, if you know he's on there, then you cut him loose.
So what do you want to even bother catching him for?
Take a picture? Smile. I don't know. Throw your girlfriend.
I guarantee you this: his smile, her smile, is bigger than yours.
Oh yeah, absolutely. All right, guys.
Hi, BAB.
I was just gonna say I'm out from Montauk, and first of all, it's off Delaware. It's not even off Long Island anymore.
It moved now.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah, I saw it on the news this morning. And I'm a fisherman from out there, and trust me, there's plenty more sharks than people even realize.
Right, but there's plenty more sharks, but not that many great whites and not that many 16-footers.
I commercial fish for 10 years, man. There's plenty more than you think.
Might want to be careful. People are going to start blaming you for ruining their summers.
Yeah, I could care less.
Me too.
Well, thanks for the call. There you go. That's a commercial fisherman's point of view. All right. Could care less. So now we know. All right. So she swam down to Delaware or something?
I mean, it looks like the last ping was yesterday afternoon. That's according to the website.
She's traveling.
O-Search, yeah.
Here's the thing. You got this thing on its back. I want more than a ping.
You want vital stats?
You didn't bother putting a GPS system on it?
Mm. Give me a little more than a ping.
That's
good. A
little low jack?
Yeah, when she gets close, that should go off. 656, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. We're just talking about Mary Lee Shark, who now we learn has swum away from Long Island.
Is that her official last name?
That's her Twitter.
Oh, okay.
At Mary Lee Shark.
I got to look at that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She has like 50,000 followers, something ridiculous. And she's in Delaware now. Good morning. What's going on?
It's Manny the Elevator Guy.
Hey, Manny.
What's up, Manny?
I just want to know, when is Spunk Master Flex coming back? I almost drove off the freaking road yesterday.
Hey, Flex, what do you think about the shark?
What's going on with that elevator? Up, down, up, down. That's what we do. Get your hands in the air, Manny. Raise your elevator up high, Strong Island. Manny's in the building. Manny's in the building, yo. People don't know about Manny.
They don't know. What about the shark?
Mary's coming. Mary's coming in the water. Get out the water. I'm serious, Strong Island. I'm serious. Get out the water. Oh, Mary's going to get you.
Thanks.
Always good to have Funkmaster Flex pop back on the show. Like yesterday during Rap Star Porn Star. That was fun.
Flex, I didn't know you knew about sharks.
I know about it all. Strong Island, Mary's in the water. Rod's JP in the building.
So we should stay in the building and
stay out of the water? In the building.
And stay out
of the
water.
Don't go in the water. Danger.
102.3 WBAB. Roger's JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, just after 7 o'clock. At this time yesterday, of course, Funkmaster Flex was our special guest for Rap Star Porn Star, and he's made a new appearance this morning now to talk about the shark, and it's good to have him here. We have people with questions at 955 WBAB. Good morning, go ahead.
I just want to let you guys know, Mary Lee was not named after something in Jaws. It was named after the guy who caught his mother that tagged her.
Boring.
That's even better.
Yeah.
It's so boring.
the quote from Jaws was boring, but this is now even worse.
Well, we have Funkmaster Flex in the studio. Funkmaster Flex.
And he's
that name is crazy. It's off the chain.
You like that one?
That name is nuts.
Mary,
it's bonkers.
Mary Lee is bonkers?
That's bonkers, that name. You got to stay out the water. I told you, North Shore, South Shore, stay out the water. Dry land, right, Center Island.
Talking to you. Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Central Islip.
What?
I see you, CI. I see you. Representing Central Island, no water. Don't take a shower. Nothing.
Flex, are you on cocaine?
No. I haven't even had coffee yet.
Oh my god.
This is just me.
It's 102.2.
All day, every day. Lindsay Buckingham, where you at?
What? Oh, Long Island's number one rock station. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP.
I'm having a Fleetwood Mac attack.
Funkmaster Flex still with us.
It's off the chain.
I thought he left.
Funkmaster Flex still in the studio.
The chain is another song of theirs.
Where you at, Rhiannon? Where you at?
Oh, no. He's on the ones and twos. Looks like he's changing up the music a little bit, Funkmaster.
Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, you like her?
That bitch is crazy.
You like white girls?
I love them.
White girls with cocaine problems?
That's the only kind.
Boy, Funkmaster joined us yesterday for Rapstar Pornstar, and now he's back. I think you like it here.
It's my new home.
Why is it every time we talk, there's bombs going off?
I'm dropping knowledge, son. Knowledge bombs.
Is that what that is? Hey, good morning, B.A.B. What's going on?
Knowledge bombs?
That's right, knowledge bombs!
What's going on?
Hey, I was just calling about the Funk Flex on the radio.
That's right, who's on the phones?
Oh, my.
What's up, Flex?
What's up?
Yo, I just want to say I'm really happy to hear you guys blasting, making fun of Funk Flex, and then playing AC/DC. Thank you very much.
That's how we do!
Yo, finally, there's something good to listen to on the radio. I drive into Brooklyn every day, so once I hit the city line, all I have is you guys and Hot 97.
Well,
Brooklyn!
Listen!
Where you at?
If you get the app, the WBAB app, you can listen to us all the way in.
Yeah, yo, pop that app, yo!
You guys are awesome. What's up with some tickets? I hate to be that guy.
You just became that guy.
Yeah, so don't... If you hate,
yo, you're breaking up! You're breaking up!
If you hate to be that guy, then don't be that guy.
I can't hear you!
I have no shame, though.
Yeah, well, you might want to find some later.
All right,
Flex.
There we go.
Thanks for joining us, Flex.
Yeah, it's really nice to have you here. Oh.
Fleetwood Mac Attack!
Funkmaster's taking over the music.
This music's tight!
Glad you like it so much. To my love.
All right,
you can't stop this! Don't stop believing!
Oh, now you like Journey too?
That one too!
Yeah,
and don't stop thinking about tomorrow! Oh, no. I'm serious, Strong Island! I'm serious!
Funkmaster Flex.
Lizzie Buckingham!
You like him, huh? Jeez.
Sexy!
Who knew?
The whole band!
This guy's gonna
front to back!
This kid's going to have his own show soon. We're going to be his producer.
Yeah, Funkmaster Flex weekend next weekend. Watch out.
It's coming! I'll see you at the spot tonight!
All right, we'll see you at the spot.
4,000 deep!
Where's the spot?
Up in the spot! You know it! All
right,
and
we'll
you
be there.
Don't know you ain't coming!
Well, that's right.
All right.
All right, we'll be there.
Raj, JP, yeah. Ted, traffic,
all
roads.
Right.
What's on the streets, Ted? What's on the streets?